Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Sorry for going to the dark side here. I know a lot of y'all's heart is in the right place. And I'm just being your advocate. I want to make sure that you're taking care of yourself as well. You know, free stuff is a tool, just like any other tactic. How we use it matters. So if you want to have sales conversations later, if you want to plant some seeds, here are two ways to use free stuff in a smart way. First up, use free stuff to cement relationships. Current and former clients will appreciate your help far more than strangers. So if you're going to give stuff away, start here. And this is the key. Whatever you do, make it personal. Make it personal. You know stuff about these people. So the more you can customize it, the more you're going to stand out from all the other white noise. Also, make it shareable. This is a way for your folks to help others by sharing your stuff. This is happening for my clients, so it can happen for you too. Now, you've heard me say this before. Be the conduit. In this case, you're the help other people are passing along. Is that cool or what? Second, use free stuff to open doors. You got any fence sitters out there? Any referral sources? Anyone that you've talked to before and the conversation got derailed? These are good folks to help out now. Here's why. You've got the familiarity, so you're not considered white noise, as I mentioned in the post. Folks will open your email. Also, this is an opportunity for them to experience your expertise in a no-risk setting. Now, what do these ideas have in common? They are a surgical approach rather than the typical shotgun approach we're seeing now. We're focused on the where we give rather than the what we give. And that's the difference between throwing stuff out there in the name of brand awareness and giving our gifts in a way that creates value down the road. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant and be safe about it too.